Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulinish Masabi Moriar of Hillab and Meir Chilmechel Areni Karaparas Mishkavo and the late great Jerry Acker Zechrono Livracha. And of course, we continue with our learning all week long throughout the shul in memory of Leah Bas Rabbi Chil Alter as donated by the Wangers. And we are in Sefer Yecheskel and we are in Perek Lamed Hay. Now, Perek Lamed Hay is a short Perek. Relatively, that is, it's 15 psukim, and it's going to really talk about the destruction of Edom, Har Seir. And this is his second nevuah against them. They were involved in the nevuah in Perek Kaf Hei, and the fact that there is a second nevuah over here is not such a crazy idea. We've seen that both Tzor and Mitzrayim had other second contained nevuos, but we're going to see this because as different because it's in the context of the Nechamos, of the consolations of Yechezkel, that he turns back to Edom. And of course, throughout history, Edom always seems to be the one who's the thorn in the side for long-term periods. It is the situation of Esav. It's the halacha biyadua Esav sone le'Yaakov. And of course, at this point in time in Jewish history, we are still sitting in the middle of the galus of Edom. So Yechezkel wants us to know there'll be an end for this galus as well. Vayibar Hashem elai le'mor. So Hashem spoke to Yechezkel and he said, listen, ben adam simpanecha al har seir v'nave alav. He's told to go ahead and offer a nevuah towards Har Seir, with the understanding that Alu Moshe, that Edom will fall at the hands at the time of the Geula, and that is going to be the subject, of course, of Sefer Ovadia, which is a grand total of a parak, which will be part of Treasar, which we'll be taking up in a very short while, right after we finish Sefer Yechezkel. So anyway, V'amartel Okamai Hashem Elokim, getting back to Yechezkel's nevuah, he's told, this is what Hashem says, Hineni Eilecha Har Seir, V'natisi Yadi Alecha Unesaticha Shmama Umishama. I'm going to stretch my arm out, and I'm going to destroy you. Arecha Charbasim, I'm going to destroy your cities. Vatosh Mamatia, and you're going to be destroyed. Viadat ki ani Hashem, you're going to know that I'm Hashem. Yan, heyoslocha ivas oilam, you're going to know because you have eternal hatred. Right? Vatagiris bnei Yisrael al yedei charev beis edam beis avon kates. You should just understand. You cause Am Yisrael to stream forth by the sword. At the moments of their disaster, at the time of their sin, what did you do? You decided and thought from the beginning of time. After all, Edom is a descendant of Esav, and he already had halacha biyadua Esav sonei liYaakov. You set it up, and the Edomites were careful to make sure that the blood of Am Yisrael was going to go ahead and flow. Right? And it's in the periods of time of Jewish disaster. And so therefore, Lachain Chayani Neum Hashem Elokim Ki Ledam Eescha Bedam Erdafucha Imlo Dam Sanesa Bedam Yedarfucha. He says, I want you to know, as long as I live, I'm going to turn you to blood, and blood's going to run after you, and you're going to hate blood, and blood's going to run after you in that regard. Right? In other words, you're going to be a shedder of blood. You lived in fear of those who wanted your blood, and you're gonna get caught in that regard. So the you have to understand the Medrash Rabbah points out that the blood which Esav hated was not the blood of the shechted people. That blood didn't bother him at all. It was the blood of the Karbanos, which if he would have been able to go ahead and get the Bechora, he would have been able to be the leader of. And that's why he hates blood in this regard. Dam Sanesa, right? V'nasati es Har Seir l'shmama. Hashem says, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to take Har Seir l'shimama u'shmama. I'm going to make it desolate and empty. V'echrati menu over v'shav. No one's going to pass through the area. U'milesi es harav chalalav givosecha v'geosecha v'chal hafikecha chalal echer b'yiblu b'hem. No one's going to pass through the area. The people aren't going to pass through. Shememos olam etencha v'arecha lo sashovna v'yidatem ki ani Hashem. I'm going to leave you in a terrible state to destroy it forever. And you'll know that I'm Hashem. Yana marcha shnei agoyim eshtei aratzos li siena v'yirashnua. You said that I'm going to get over and take control of both kingdoms of Am Yisrael. And you highlighted that that they were going to do two malachos. You were very happy to see that Am Yisrael was split apart. And you were happy to go ahead, and you figured you divided them and you conquered them. Hashem Sham Yeah. And of course, when you went ahead and did that, you turned around and you said, "I will inherit them." But you forgot that Hashem was there at that point in time. And the bottom line is, "Lachin chayani num Hashem Elokim ve'asisi kapcha kenoscha asher asisa misan achasachabam v'nodati bam kasher eshtafucha." I swear that I'll act according to your anger and your jealousy as you have done, and then I'll be acknowledged. V'yadadati ki ani Hashem shamati kehesko natzo secha asher amarta al hari Yisrael imor shamei mulanu nitnu la'achala. Hashem says, you're going to understand that within the anger, I'm going to punish you, and you're going to recognize what I did. So this is what Hashem said, right? When the whole world was happy and rejoicing, I'm going to make you destroyed. And your joy over the inheritance of Am Yisrael, that's what I'm going to do. You're going to understand that the joy that you had in the time when you watched Am Yisrael be destroyed, that will be the joy that will be enjoyed at the time when history will have run its course. And Ruach Hashem will be back. That's when Hashem's recognition will be there, and it will be very enjoyable for Kismach Ha'aretz, when all the world will rejoice. And the inevitability of Esav's downfall is predicted. And Rav Huttner discusses this in Pachad Yitzchak and the issues of Purim. We'll see that will be something great that will be appreciated by the whole world, not just Am Yisrael, and everyone will know that Hashem is behind it. May it happen very quickly, b'mheira v'yameinu, and may it be without terrible yisurim. Have a wonderful day.